KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 65 degrees. We'll look for a possibility of some isolated showers this morning. Otherwise, skies should be partly cloudy today with a high around 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. We start off our news this morning with the law officers across Iowa will be beginning a two-week enforcement effort on the state's highways today as part of the National Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign. Patrick Hoy, spokesman for the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, says August and Labor Day weekend among the deadliest times to travel Iowa's roads.
It really is, for traffic travel in the state of Iowa, one of the highest travel count days and months for the state. And unfortunately, because there is additional traffic, that means there are additional crashes. And unfortunately, a lot of those are alcohol-related.
Law officers will concentrate on several key problem areas.
They will be looking for violations such as impaired driving and not being buckled up and texting and driving. Those are all things that over the course of history we have found to be very dangerous activities.
Hoy offers a few simple recommendations for motorists.
It really is imperative that if you're going out and are going to be drinking, that you have a plan before you leave the house, whether it be having a designated driver or spending the night, or if you're in a city that has Uber or Lyft, those are certainly the things that we want to do.
He says there were 5 traffic fatalities in Iowa over the Labor Day weekend last year. The National Weather Service in Des Moines said this morning that scattered to widespread strong to severe storms are possible late Saturday afternoon and evening across much of central and southern Iowa. The threats included large hail, damaging winds, and even a tornado or two possible. The greatest tornado threat appears to be in southern Iowa late Saturday afternoon and the evening. Locally heavy rain is anticipated at times as well. Officials urge you to remain weather-ready Saturday into Saturday evening for the potential of storms in your area. Monitor the latest forecast and have a plan of action ready if severe weather threatens. Warmer temperatures are forecast by Monday and Tuesday. Officials of the Cass County Health System said yesterday the front entrance of the Cass County Health System, or CCMH, will be closed for maintenance this Sunday, August 18th. Patients and visitors are asked to use the emergency department entrance on the west side of the building for the duration of the day on Sunday. A 16-year-old Nebraska boy has pleaded guilty in the slaying of a 38-year-old Council Bluffs man. Pottawatomie County District Court records say Xavier Smith Catchings of Omaha entered a written plea Wednesday to a charge of second-degree murder. Prosecutors lowered the charge in exchange for his plea. He and 3 other men were charged with killing Adam Angroth in January. Smith Catchings' filing says he's agreed to be sentenced to 50 years in prison and must serve a minimum of 10. The filing says the judge isn't bound by the agreement, so if the judge gives Smith Catchings the maximum, he may withdraw his plea. The judge had ruled that Smith Catchings' case remain in the district court because it was unlikely he'd be rehabilitated in the juvenile system. Nicholas Hayner of Harlan, Ryan McDonald of Glenwood, and Liam Steck of Omaha were sentenced earlier this week to 50 years in prison. They all pled guilty to second-degree murder after prosecutors lowered the charge. Police in Glenwood say a man from Council Bluffs was arrested Thursday morning on drug charges. 31-year-old Aaron Bible was taken into custody for OWI second offense, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. His total cash or surety bond was set at $3,300. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a deputy working the civil department of the Sheriff's Office made contact with a man in Council Bluffs Wednesday who was wanted on a trio of warrants. 42-year-old Donald Norman Hicks II of Carson was arrested for criminal mischief in the fifth degree for damage or vandalism of property, domestic abuse assault causing bodily injury first offense, and harassment in the third degree by intimidation. His bond was set at $300 on the harassment charge. A traffic stop Wednesday afternoon on a motorcycle and trainer resulted in the arrest of 55-year-old Jerry Lee Lentz. His cycle was pulled over because the license plates didn't match the motorcycle. Lentz was arrested for driving while license suspended or revoked. He was booked into the Pott County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. And a person in the Pott County Jail was served with a warrant Wednesday morning. 28-year-old Michael Anthony Scott was presented with a warrant for being a fugitive from justice. He was then returned to the custody of corrections staff. Adair County Extension will be sponsoring Farm Leasing Arrangements Meeting on Wednesday, August 21st at the Warren Cultural Center Auditorium at 154 Public Square in Greenfield. That two-hour program will begin at 9 a.m. that day with registration starting at 8:30. Patrick Hatting, ISU Extension Farm Management Specialist, will focus on various methods to determine a fair 2020 cash rental rate, the importance of good tenant-landlord communications, strategies for writing and terminating a farm lease, and the current cash rental rate. Participants will receive a 100-page booklet and meeting handouts designed to assist landowners, tenants, and other agribusiness professionals with issues related to farmland ownership, management, and leasing arrangements. Pre-registration is required by Monday, August 19th. The registration fee is $20 per person or $30 for couples, payable at the door. To register, you can contact the Adair County Extension Office at 641-743-8412. China is the world's largest consumer of pork products, but experts estimate that by the end of the year, African swine fever will cut pork output in China in half. Mike Hostian of Walcott, the president-elect of the Iowa Pork Producers Association, said farmers here could step in and meet the Chinese demand for pork if the Trump administration strikes a trade deal with China.
I'm hoping it's not going to turn into a kind of giant game of chicken here and see who's going to blink first, but it's certainly not sounding encouraging at this point that there's going to be a quick resolution to this. And we've kind of been teased several times that something was going to happen, and nothing's happened yet. So that's where I think there's some frustration building.
Bostian said pork producers are having a hard time planning for the future when they don't know whether China's market will reopen to pork.
Now, that's kind of the most frustrating thing, is everybody's kind of playing the waiting game right now to see how things shake out before they start pulling the trigger on some of their long-term investments.
He says the U.S. is starting to fall behind in other countries that are important to markets for pork. He cites Japan's recent free trade pact with the EU. Bostian said that there are other countries in Southeast Asia where more U.S. pork could be sold if trade deals are struck, and sales to those emerging markets could help to soften the blow of pork exports that aren't going to China. The latest monthly survey of bankers in parts of 10 plains and western states indicates a shrinking rural economy, and three-quarters of the bankers said President Trump's trade policies are having a negative impact on their local economies. The Rural Main Street survey released Thursday shows the overall index falling from an already anemic 50.2 in July to 46.5 this month. Any score below 50 indicates a shrinking economy. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss, who oversees the survey, says trade tensions are driving growth lower for areas of the region with close ties to agriculture. Goss also noted that despite negative consequences from tariffs, nearly 7 of 10 bank CEOs surveyed support either raising or continuing the Trump administration's current tariffs. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar here in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.